Vice President Joe Biden heard from a few selected individuals on the topic of immigration reform. Biden was in Colorado at the time. The only person in the group representing agriculture was the president of the Colorado Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association, Robert Sakata. Sakata says it was up to him to explain how important the issue is to growers everywhere.
The two things is, one, really to express to him how dire the consequences are. I mean, I explained to him, without help, we're not going to be growing vegetables in Colorado anymore. How dire it is, to the point that his experience in negotiating compromises through Congress is really what can be so valuable. That understanding how dire the situation is, please, we hope that the administration will go back and be willing to compromise. You know, some of the big issues that really seem to be a big rift between the two parties is a pathway to legal citizenship. Let's work on a compromise on that issue. I'm hoping that we can work on a compromise. Border security is important to everybody. They keep stressing these 11 million illegal immigrants that are in the United States. You know, I don't think all 11 million potentially don't want to stay here, but let's figure out a legal program so that they can work here and then go home to their families.
Sakata told Biden that it is important that Congress not use executive authority on the issue and that the rules are followed as they are written into law. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.